Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back. Hour number two. We do have Sue's News for Tuesday afternoon coming up here in just a moment. Then we're going to do something that could completely fail. I mean, we realize that, called Ask the Show. We're going to give you an opportunity to ask Fred or Sue or Abby or me any questions that you might have on your mind. We'll take some phone calls. You can submit right now on the socials, on Twitter or the YouTube, right, where people are watching the show.
I just got a question on Twitter.
No, good.
I'm ready. Good.
Yes. All right. Well, Abby says...
I'm afraid we're assuming we're more interesting than we really
are.
Yeah,
we might be, Fred. That's not completely off target. But we figured we'd try something different here, and that's coming up after Sue's News. A couple of things before that. I mentioned this yesterday with Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. She was the armorer in the Rust movie shooting trial, and she was found guilty and sentenced to the maximum. I did not have the audio of the judge yesterday. Have that.
You were the armorer, the one that stood between a safe weapon and a weapon that could kill someone. You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother. Please take her.
Yeah, there you go. A hardcore 18-month sentence for Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Whitey Herzog passed away today at the age of 92. We're going to cover that a little bit more this afternoon. Mr. Cusimano will have his reflections. And Kenny Wallace is going to join us in the next hour, legendary NASCAR driver and broadcaster. And the reason is not Whitey Herzog, although I'm sure that Kenny has some stories. But he told this story on the X, formerly Twitter, today.
Strange man looks me up, and I had the door open because the dogs were peeing. So I and I don't even know this man. Tell me about yourself.
Charlie Roeder from Livermore, Iowa.
Dude walks into Kenny's house. Now the door just kind of sits down.
No.
They have Kenny start shooting the video. It's nuts. It's kind of nuts, but we'll have him share that a little bit later.
That is totally nuts. P.S. That wouldn't happen at my house.
It's such a Kenny Wallace
story,
though.
It's so Kenny.
It really is. And I love how he said, yeah, the dogs are out there peeing. And, you know, it would have been a little different maybe if the door was closed. But I'm not so sure, based on the conversation he had with the dude, that that would have stopped the guy.
That is nuts.
Who does that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm intrigued to find out who does do that.
Yes. Kenny is always intriguing. So we will get to that right around 5:30 tonight on 97.1 FM Talk. But it's time for this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Sponsored by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. MrAppliance.com.
I put up my hummingbird feeders today. Do either of you do that? Hummingbird
no,
feeders?
No, I don't.
No?
We've tried it. I'm quite you know, fascinated by hummingbirds.
I love the hummingbirds.
Last time I saw one, we had one stuck in the garage, and it was so frustrating. And then
did we get it out?
No, okay. Here's what they said. Like, we put the color red. It's drawn to the color red, and then we put something sweet. I left the doors open for a while.
It
took a while, but it finally got out of there.
Oh, thank goodness. I got some interesting video last night sent to me by Marie. And it was a Fred swatting at giant carpenter bees.
Oh my gosh,
it's hilarious. I have to send it to the other two of you.
How have I not seen this yet?
It's so great.
That's a conversation that's going to have to come up when I get home.
So what happened, Fred?
I didn't know that video was sent. We've got this carpenter bee that every year comes and drills a hole into our front of our porch overhang. And I've filled it up and painted over it and we sprayed and do everything,
and
but
then he comes back again.
He keeps coming back.
Okay, and I told Marie, and she said you already knew this, that essentially carpenter bees are flying pandas. I mean,
they are
super nice.
Oh.
They don't want to sting. The only thing they want to do, she mentioned, is drill holes in your porch.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just one hole or several?
Oh, no. Okay, he had done several holes.
I'm very confused about something here. Can you guys help me out with something?
Of course.
First of all, I have several questions. Maybe I should submit a question for Ask the Show.
Please
Abby,
do.
I'm going to submit a question.
I'm prepared.
My question would be, I have a two-part question,
okay,
Fred,
number
right?
one.
The first is, how do you know it's the same carpenter bee? Does it have a jersey on or something like that?
It's big enough for a license plate.
Okay.
Okay, they are large.
And then the second part would be, I had to look this up. What's the difference between a bumblebee and a carpenter bee?
I think the only difference I know. Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead.
But it drills into your wood.
Yeah, carpenter bee, they like wood, and that's the whole thing, and that's why people get annoyed with them. But they're really friendly, and they're good pollinators.
Hmm.
So if you can tolerate the drilling, and you can tell that it's a carpenter bee, not a bumblebee, by the big black dot on their back.
Oh, okay. So there is a slight difference.
Yes. And the bumblebee just looks like a bumblebee with no black dot.
But they're both relative. I know bumblebees look really imposing, but they're pretty harmless,
super
too.
Super harmless.
Yes.
Well, very nice.
I feel really bad right now.
Why?
That I wanted to get rid of it.
Oh, well,
we had like a dozen holes in our
Marie mentioned that. She was concerned that the porch would fall.
Right.
And that's why you were out. But I will share with the rest of it.
That's
but it made me laugh.
Do you have a shotgun, Fred?
No, do not shoot.
No, I couldn't find a fly swatter.
Well, that would be more holes in the wood.
Carpenter, yes, it would. Good point. On this day in history, we have a little music. 60 years ago today, in 1964, the Rolling Stones released their self-titled debut album in the UK, and an American version came out a month later. But can you even tell? Let's see if you could tell if this is the Stones.
Doesn't sound exactly Keith riffs that we're used to in mix, but that was the early 60s.
Yeah,
right?
It's called Tell Me. 60 years ago today. Huh. I was not familiar with that tune.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
It made it to number 24 in the U.S.
Yeah. I probably have heard that song before, but yeah, that's not something that comes to mind right away. And by the way, you know, I think that this is relatively well known, but they were hugely influenced, Mick and Keith in particular, by the legendary Chuck Berry from right here in St. Louis.
That's right. We love that.
Buying those American records, listen to Chuck Berry, that's what got the Rolling Stones to be the Rolling Stones.
Wow. H&R Block's software crashed yesterday. Did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, oopsie, on tax day. According to the
Oops.
According to the IRS, quote, tens of millions of people always wait till the last few days to file. And H&R Block said the glitch only affected customers who used the downloaded version of their software. People who used their website went to H&R Block office and were still able to file. But thousands of people had issues. The site down detector, the site downdetector.com saw a huge spike in complaints starting Sunday night and extending into yesterday afternoon. That lines up with what H&R Block said happened. Anyway, they advised people to print their return instead, go straight to the post office and mail it. But that made people even more frustrated, especially young people who've never mailed anything in their entire lives. And I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Abby,
oh,
you have mailed
point.
Things, yes?
I have mailed my taxes in before. So, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think I did it my first 2 years because it was so easy. I could just print the paper, fill it out, send it away.
But apparently the kids were like, what? We're not doing what? We got to go to the where? And H&R Block finally announced the issue was resolved around 2:45 our time. And the deadline for most Americans wasn't until 11:59 p.m., but whoo!
That's a lot of pressure.
That is a lot of pressure.
You do realize, you know, let me just point something out. Let's say you didn't get it in before midnight, right?
What's going to happen?
The black helicopters are not going to land in your backyard, and you are not going to be arrested, okay? You may get like a little penalty for 6 hours or whatever the case may be, and then you don't want to miss that because then that will accrue. But I filed an extension again. Typically, I do just because we have things to gather. And I blame my wife because she's not really good at gathering. But, you know, it's you'll be okay if you miss the deadline.
I've just wondered what does happen. Is it monetary by time? That would make me crazy. I'm not paying more money. That's not happening, Fred. Are you with me?
Oh, I agree.
Okay.
My sense would be, I can't guarantee this, that if you're off by a couple of days and you're not being, you know, if you don't owe hundreds of thousands of dollars where the penalty would accrue very instantly, I think you're going to be fine. If you get audited, don't come talking
Mark
to me. And I
me.
Have been, one time I've been audited, not Ooh. A very pleasant thing to go through.
Yes.
I don't think I make enough money for them to care about auditing me. The next innovation, you guys are not going to believe. Okay. The next innovation in doorbell cameras is devices that are armed to shoot someone coming on your property with a paintball.
Oh, my.
Oh, with a paintball, with the operative words.
Yes. There's apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve, which has the capability to fire paintballs at a target, quote, with ultra-high precision. An intruder, a neighbor's pet. Oh, that's not going to be good. It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you as you watch on the app, or it can be monitored or automated. So if you see somebody you don't like, you can aim that thing and boop, 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 and hit them with paintballs. What could go wrong?
this feels like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, it really does.
And somebody's going to complain that it's unfair to the porch pirates. But this kind of reminded me, I don't know if you, a lot of this I covered on Camo X before I was here on 97.1 FM Talk. If producer Emeritus Dave Klein is listening this afternoon, he'll remember this quite well. And Fred, I think you will too. There's a guy by the name of Mark Rober who's out there, and I don't know if he still does it, but he created these devices, and they would spread glitter on you.
Oh,
and
I've seen these.
Right, and then he'd even program them to say things and had a laughing machine.
Yes.
And these thieves, and then video, too. So he would put those devices out. Someone would steal them. They'd get them back to their house. They'd open it up. Oh, and then there was a fart
scent. They had one of the explode glitter and then would just continuously put out that foul odor.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Those are
great
videos, but I don't know if he still does that, but that's what that kind of reminded me of.
People were on to him, he said. So he tried to do a different way. Okay, but it doesn't just shoot paint pellets. It can also be loaded with cartridges that can unleash tear gas. Hello. Yeah. So Paint Cam Eve is a startup out of Slovenia, and there's no word how much it'll cost, what the upkeep fees will be, but there's no way it's not a lawsuit. But how fun would that be to shoot paintballs?
And I'd say, yeah, let's go for it. But you know what's going to happen. There's going to be some thief that's going to catch paint in the eye, and then he's going to sue, and somehow the homeowner's going to be held liable for that.
Oh, well, that's mind-numbing.
That's the crazy wackiness that we live in.
It is. That's true. Okay. French President Emmanuel Macron says the plan B is ready if security issues threaten the planned opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. We're right around the corner from the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, end of July.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. Mm. Now, the ceremony, you know, they all try to make them different. So they'll have different athletes there. And the opening ceremony is July 26th. So he says he has a plan B and a plan C. If something weird happens, he's ready to pivot. You know, you have to. Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance, speedy expert service. Go to MrAppliance.com. And finally in Sue's News, I have today's random fact, which I did not know, and I was, what? Okay. The reason there's a top 40 for songs is because jukeboxes in the 50s used to hold 40 songs. And that's how they would pick out the top 40.
I like that.
That is a good one. And
isn't
I don't know
cool?
that I knew that either. Yeah. I like that little nugget.
All right. And that's it for Sue's News.
That's right. Thank you. You learned something on this show, ladies and gentlemen. You might learn something in the segment that's coming up here called Ask the Show. We're just going to take some questions. Weather on the socials. Abby, how do they do that on the socials? Can you inform me?
You can leave a comment on the Mark Reardon Show YouTube live stream.
or on the Twitter. I'm sorry.
Yes, the X
or on the Twitter. Or we're going to open up the phone lines. Abby, you ready for this?
Ready for it.
We'll see what happens. 314-241-9797. 241-9797. Jump on in here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Just thought we'd have a little fun and try something this afternoon called Ask the Show. So we are taking some phone calls. We've got a few people lined up. Hang in there. If you're on the line, 314-241-9797. You can also submit questions to Abby, Sue, Fred, or me on the socials, including the live stream on YouTube or X, formerly Twitter. And Sue, do you want to get us started with one of the questions from the YouTube channel?
Yeah, I have a new one just in, and it's from Terry. It's for you, Mark. It says, how does it feel to be a grandpa?
Oh, my God. They got to come out of the gate with that one. You know, I think I'm responding quite well to the news. And if you missed this yesterday, my son, who's 27, in 2 weeks revealed that I'm going to be a grandfather. And Alexa, my 9-year-old daughter, is going to be an aunt in September. It was a bit of a shocker, but I've been excited to share the news. And this is something that I don't know. I have this weird feeling in his life, and this kid's had. He's been my troubled one because he acts like me. I think it's going to be all right. I have a good feelings about it.
Good.
So, yeah.
Good.
And, you know, I said this yesterday, and I sincerely mean this. My grandfather, on my mother's side in particular, was very, very important to me, and he died when I was very young. And if I can have some influence on, you know, someone outside of my daughter and have some fun and take this little grandbaby to baseball games and stuff like that, I think that's going to be a good thing.
Oh, I think that's wonderful.
That's really good. I never thought about that, the value of a younger grandfather.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. Okay.
Are you putting me in that category?
Yes, yes. Just say yes, Fred.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know about that. Oh, thank you for the question. Let's take a phone call here. It's a little hard for me to reach over to the phone because of the way that our studio is set up. You wouldn't think that. Eric, hi, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome to Ask the Show. Oh, Abby, you know what? I didn't do the thing. Wiggins put this thing together for me.
What?
Hold on.
Wait, you got to start over. Do over.
Where is that? Where is it?
Do over.
Abby, do you know? Right there? Okay.
It's that giant green one.
Like, hey, okay. We didn't answer a question yet.
I heard nothing.
Nothing happened.
Nothing I've seen.
The commercial just ended.
Yeah.
It's time to Ask the Show. 314-241-9797. It's your chance to ask Abby, Sue, Fred, or Mark about anything on your mind within reason. You ask, we answer. Ask the Show. 314-241-9797.
Oh, my God. Wiggins would have killed me because I had him do a rush job on that. Ryan, I'm very sorry. But Eric, go ahead. You're on Ask the Show.
Oh,
I think
no.
I have him on. It doesn't say on air, Abby. What did I screw up? It just has the little phone symbol.
This is like butter,
there
isn't
we go.
It, Fred?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
very
my God.
Smooth.
This is why I don't take calls anymore.
But no, you're doing great.
Eric, go ahead. Eric, sorry about that.
Is Mark running the board?
Yes, he is.
Hey, I couldn't pick one when you have a fledgling to a Hall of Famer and two that are your caliber. But aww, for each of you, if you dare to answer and you have the time, number one, what was the most difficult period of time in your career, whether it was establishing or during your career? And secondly, did that give you any pause or maybe cause you to consider it wasn't going to get you where you needed to go and maybe you're going to take an alternate path?
That's a really good question.
That is a good question.
I have an answer for that.
Do
yeah.
you? Okay.
For me, it's easy. The very first days at KMOX back in 1982 were my hardest because the hours were so long and so odd. I would work Fridays. I'd come in at 4 p.m. and I would work overnight Friday night into Saturday morning. Oof. Until around noon the next day.
Oof.
That was a long shift. But I didn't mind because I wanted to be in radio, so I enjoyed every minute of it.
And you were a younger man at that time, and that's when you're young and hungry. I had similar experiences to mm-hmm. that. Sue, mm-hmm. do you have an answer to that one?
My first job in radio was in Tifton, Georgia, off of I-75 on your way down to... see anything in Florida. And I was the news director, but there was no newsroom. It was just me. So I had to cover everything and be the news director and everything. And I was in the South, and that's really not my best or favorite place to be, I guess. And it was a tiny town. So that I thought, I don't know if I could do all of this all of the
right.
time. I would really rather be in St. Louis. So that was a tough one for me, but it was also the first one, so it's a little bit exciting, yet you're in a small town in Georgia, so it's a little bit of both.
Abby, let me answer for you, working with me for the last 2 years.
No, actually, I think the hardest part for me was I graduated in the spring of 21, so I'm pretty new to, being a full-time working adult, but the hardest part was just launching into the field. Radio in St. Louis is a little hard sometimes, and being freshly graduated... I don't think I got hired as a part-timer until September, so I was just unemployed that whole time.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I had family who loves and supports my dreams, so I was okay, but the hardest part was just getting started. The rest has been so much fun.
How about you, Mark?
I was at WTMJ in Milwaukee, which is a big station up there, for 9 years, and for a while, I was hired to be a news anchor, but I also filled in on talk shows, so I wanted one of those prime positions, and they had me slotted at night. But I was up for the morning show 2 times, and I filled in on the morning show when we had 2 different hosts. And I'm talking months, like 3-4 months. And I'm thinking, oh, at one point I had myself convinced, I'm going to get this gig full time. There's no doubt I'm going to be the morning guy. Then they fired me. But you know what? This is a true story. The general manager who fired me, John Schweitzer, who is a good guy and a mentor, he told me in his office, and I almost punched him the day he said that. He goes, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. And I'm like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me when I got fired. Because even if I would have gotten that morning show gig, would not have been good for me at all. Because I wouldn't have been doing talk. I would have been doing more news hosting. And that's not as interesting to me. I've done that. But I wanted to do talk, which is eventually what I did at KMOX and here.
That's a really good point. A lot of times when stuff that you think, oh, this is the worst thing, turns out to be the best.
It does happen.
It does happen.
Okay, let's try this phone again.
Wait, I'm going to say one more thing while you try to reach over there and get the phone. I worked overnights one time back when 99.1 was classical. I would work overnights. And I put on Beethoven so I could watch Magna P.I. reruns in the upstairs conference room. But I worked overnights, and then I had to get up and do Channel 4. So
oh, sure.
Then my hours were all screwed up. So the hours can be kind of a mess.
Yeah, yes. Fred and mm-hmm. Sue and I all have that. Look, I did some overnights, and I would come back and do like a 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift when I was doing music radio. It was crazy back
then. I did the at KBIA, the music side. I did the classical music show.
Yeah.
And that was like
funny.
Really
is
late.
Is that Columbia? Oh,
that's the NPR yeah. station in Columbia.
Right.
And you worked there as part of your journalism training.
I fell asleep during a 40-minute song or 40-minute, Fifth Symphony.
Yeah.
Luckily, I woke up in time.
And now he's a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Mick, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Mick, go ahead. Ask the show.
Hey, great talking to you guys. First of all, congratulations to Fred.
Oh, thank you.
Way to go, Sue. She does an awesome job. One suggestion, Golden Throat should say, Sue's News, sponsored by Mr. Appliance, still brought to you by Sue.
Yeah. People do love that. And we understand your point because that was a great intro.
Okay.
Yeah, brought to you by Sue. Sue. That's classic. I mean,
it is.
Still
it is.
Brought to you by Sue should be part of that intro.
Okay. So, all right.
Fair enough.
But Mark, why won't you post the bump list to anywhere but X? We're not all tweeters.
You know, and here's the thing. Like, I had a Facebook page for the show, and maybe I still do, and I didn't attend to that very well. And one of the things that the host has is he gets hung up when people start just ripping him. And on Twitter, I just mute people, but I would go onto the Facebook page and people be saying things, and I just kind of got sick of that. But it's a good suggestion, and I should do that. So I appreciate it. Maybe that's, Abby, you and I need to reformulate a plan for Facebook. But thanks for the call. All right, you got a couple from the socials here this afternoon?
Let's see.
Fred had a good one, didn't you?
Fred, what have you got?
I saw a listener asked, what was the hardest booking you ever had?
That's from Jackie S. on YouTube.
Okay, great. And
you were struggling on this one.
I was struggling, and I had to think about it. You know, the I'm still trying to get Donald Trump, so I haven't gotten Trump yet. So that's hard. I remember how much we struggled getting Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh,
trying to get him on. Well, I know, you know, before he pulled out, and we went through a whole bunch of stuff. We thought we had the right person to talk to, but we really didn't have anyone with any power to make the booking. Probably the easiest booking I ever had was Vice President Al Gore, who called in on election night on his own.
Did he
just
really?
Just to get on KMOX.
Are you kidding me?
To encourage people to come to the polls.
Oh my God.
And I didn't put him on because I didn't think it was fair to put somebody on.
Well, so
I
made the right call then.
So I had Bob Hamilton record him, and then we used that interview after the polls closed.
Bob Hamilton.
That's great.
Right. Al Gore, how are you?
So some of the easiest ones to book. Billy Graham, evangelist Billy Graham, was easy to get on the air. He loved coming on KMOX because he grew up listening to KMOX.
Well, look, that era that he's talking about, look, people knew that radio station. The story that I use, the best example would be Billy Bob Thornton. And, you know, he grew up listening to games down in Arkansas. And really, John Malkovich, same thing, told me, shocked me. Said, look, I used to listen to them all the time. So
yeah,
the station, we never even realized, Fred, how maybe big of an impression it sometimes made. Here's one for Sue. Mm. You have indicated that you do not eat sugar, which is very frustrating to me because I mainly eat sugar.
Me too.
Do you eat to stay on this diet? That's a good question.
Oh, that is a solid question. Meat, a lot of meat and vegetables. You can have butter, a lot of dairy. So I find for dessert that what we're doing is cutting up some fruit. In the summer, it's berries, and I just whip up some heavy cream. Whip it up with maybe a little bit of vanilla extract or coconut extract, and you put that on sweet berries, and it's delicious, and you haven't eaten any sugar.
Yeah. You know what's even better?
Okay,
those sweet berries on a bunch of Fritz's frozen custard or ice cream or something like
that. But it is possible, and I'm telling you, your skin will start to feel fabulous, and you will feel better.
I envy you, Sue. I may mock it, but I do envy you because I wish I could do it, and sugar is just too damn important to me, I will say that.
And don't forget, so you eat a lot of nuts.
Thanks,
yes.
Fred.
Yep.
I do eat a lot of nuts, nuts.com, and they have all different kinds, and those are my snacks, because you find yourself missing crunch, you know? And if we go out to eat at a Greek place, instead of bread to put in the hummus, we'll get sliced up cucumber, and that's good, too.
Okay, no.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
Bread is better. Bread is much better.
Well, I'm not saying it's not better. I'm just saying you could do some things. But meat, vegetables, olive oil is fine. Butter is fine. So a lot of dairy and meat and nuts.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There's your answer. All right. We have another one from the socials.
Yeah. Bobo from YouTube wants to know what's the worst job we've ever had.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I didn't really have a lot of jobs outside of radio because I literally started doing commercial radio when I was 17 years old, and I worked at Camelot Music. That was but I think it would have to be. So in 1987, I left radio very, very temporarily because I had graduated in December of 1986, and I was working one of those crazy jobs in Columbia part-time, but doing all kinds of hours. I mean, this may be your brain playing a trick on you, but I remember having timesheets that had like 110, 115 hours on it. And that's not even legal anymore, right?
No.
Because I was working so much, it was crazy. So then I left, though, in 87 just because I was a little frustrated, and I had a girlfriend, and she was super hot. So I moved to Chicago, and I worked for U.S. Sprint. And this was in the days in the aftermath of AT&T breaking up, and I would take customer service calls from people. And I've shared this before, and this is true. The best ones. So it's hard for me to rank this as a terrible job because, ladies and gentlemen, I'd have moms that would call and say, hey, what's this 900 number that's on my bill? Oh, I'd say, hold on for a second. Let me call that. And then I'd get, you know, the kids or the husband was calling the porn line or whatever, which I think was pretty popular in the days before the internet. But that was, I really didn't. I tell people this all the time. I would wake up in the morning and my stomach would hurt because I just didn't like the job. And lo and behold, someone who I had worked with in Columbia had flown into Chicago with a foreign exchange student, met me and presented me with an opportunity to come back to Columbia. And I flew in for a homecoming game. They flew me right into Columbia Regional Airport and I visited and I took the job. I'm like, if I don't do this, I might not do radio. And I had to make that decision. But that job was a little trying at the time.
What was yours, Fred?
Well, considering this has been my only full-time job in, I guess, first couple years of college, and I loved it. I worked as a bank teller at Boatman's Bank downtown, but I love that too. So I've only had two jobs.
So you never had a worse job.
Okay. No, I haven't.
The worst job I had, even that one, there's you know some things I can point to that were certainly beneficial.
Yeah. My worst job was doing telephone telemarketing surveys. So I would have to call and have, and did you enjoy the product or whatever and go all through that? Oh, it was terrible. And I eventually called friends and then I got called in for not doing surveys. But it was awful to interrupt people at dinner and it was terrible. Yeah. And one time my dad had a job for me with somebody he knew working in the office, but they had cutbacks. So I ended up having to go into the back part and I learned how to solder wires. I have no idea what for anymore,
impressive.
But I was soldering things.
She was going to the Radio Shack every week, right?
Yeah,
all right, do we have time for one quick one, Abby? Do you have one more that you would throw out there?
Someone would like to replace Sue's bell with a xylophone. That was just amusing to me. I thought it could be interesting.
What are you talking about? I love this thing.
I like the bell. All right, there we go. Hey, we've wrapped up our initial version of Ask the Show. And I wouldn't say it's a failure.
No,
I
don't know if it's good.
I don't know if we knocked it out of the park on this one, but we did our best, ladies and gentlemen. Cusumano, his thoughts on the passing of Whitey Herzog coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, you couldn't play Whitey ball today. The ballparks were smaller. Everybody hits home runs. It wouldn't work like that today. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know that he's wrong about that, but what a great era of Cardinals baseball in the 1980s with three trips to the World Series. Should have won all three, Frank Cusumano. Should have won all three, and that one against the Twinkies really stings, I think. How are you this afternoon?
Oh, I've been better. We've lost a great one, but you're right. If it weren't for the injuries to Vince Coleman in 85 and Jack Clark in 87 and a bad call in 85, who knows how many world championships Whitey Herzog would have won. But, Mark, when you mentioned the park and that soundbite really illustrated it, how many people in baseball history have ever structured a baseball team per or for the size of the park? He's the only one. Nobody hit home runs in the Busch Stadium back then. So he says, okay, I'm going to get a bunch of speedsters. I'm going to get Willie and Vince and Terry and Ozzy and Tommy, and we're just going to be built around speed, speed, speed.
It was almost not fair for someone like me who moves here in 1979. I'm 14 years old. I come from Chicago. I'm not a Cubs fan. I was a Dodgers fan just because of the legend of the franchise. And then I'm in high school. They win the World Series in 82. I'm locked in, became one of the biggest Cardinals fans. But man, a lot of that was because of Whitey Herzog and what he put together on those great teams in the 1980s. Frank, do you have a favorite Whitey Herzog story?
Well, look, Mark, I was in his basement for 25 straight years, once a year, for a lengthy sit-down interview with Whitey Herzog. And I mentioned this earlier that I never walked away from one of those interviews not thoroughly entertained and not thoroughly educated. And, you know, I remember last year I was talking to him, and, you know, Cardinals had a bad roster. And this gives you a little idea about how confident he was in his ability. I said, Whitey, do you really think with this pitching staff, even if you were managing, this team would be better? And he thought for a second, he goes, yeah, we would be.
I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, one thing I said this earlier on the show when we opened, I did not know. I never had a conversation with Whitey, like a real conversation. I met him and I was in the room with him. I was in suites, for example. And I one time, you know, had a long conversation with one of his fishing friends. But Whitey was always so focused on the games. You know, he watched the games. He still watches the games and pays attention. He didn't want to chat it up in the room.
Oh, my gosh. Mark, I never walked into his house one time where his wife didn't answer the door and he was watching the game in the back room as soon as you walked in. And it wasn't even a Cardinal game sometimes during the day. He was watching every game. We just interviewed Jack Clark on television, and Clark said, not only did we know in our dugout, in our clubhouse, that we had the smartest guy, the other team did too. He goes, players on the other team knew that Whitey Herzog was going to do something a little smarter than their manager was going to do something.
That's awesome. So you got Jack Clark. You got anything else special for tonight with the coverage?
Well, we're doing a thorough look, like an obit, on his career, dating back to growing up in New Athens, to being a pretty good outfielder, to joining Casey Stengel, his idol. See, here's the thing, is nobody does this in baseball. Nobody has his resume of being a scout. I mean, he was the one that put together the 69 Mets. And then becoming a really good executive with the Cardinals, and of course, a Hall of Fame managerial career. But we talked to Vance Leick, Danny Cox, John Costello. We're going to talk with Vince a little bit later. So basically, anybody who was important in Whitey's life here in St. Louis, we're putting on TV today.
Frank, you know the Cardinals are going to do something special this season to remember Whitey Herzog. How do you do something that, you know, for this guy? It has to be really special, and the fans are going to want to be a part of that for sure.
Yeah, well, the patch, the number 24, has got to go on those Cardinal uniforms. And if they have to remove or lessen a sponsor's name on the Cardinal uniform, then do it. Because this is one of the most important figures in Cardinal history.
Frank, sad day, as you mentioned at the beginning. But thank you so much for jumping on here this afternoon. And we will continue throughout the week to talk about the legend, the White Rat, Whitey Herzog, who passed away at the age of 92. Thank you, Cusimano. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mark.
Kind of a sad day, but looking back with fond memories of Whitey Herzog. And Kenny Wallace is going to join us in the next hour on a very unusual story that he shared on X, formerly Twitter, today. But he's going to have some thoughts about certainly Whitey's passing as well. It's coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.